In this bulletin, more suicide attempts by refugees on Manus Island. New Zealand announces it's withdrawing all troops from Iraq by June 2020. And in the AFL, the Players Association admits the game failed Indigenous star Adam Goods. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A refugee on Manus Island has set himself on fire, marking the latest in a rapidly rising number of suicide and self-harm attempts. Sources on the island say the man set himself on fire, but was quickly extinguished and taken to hospital for treatment. The incident comes just a week after another male refugee attempted suicide and another self-harmed. Pressure is growing on high-profile union official John Setka to resign for criticising anti-domestic violence campaigner Rosie Batty. Outgoing senior Labor Senator Doug Cameron has demanded Mr. Setka resign for his comments, and the Leader of the Opposition in the Senate, Penny Wong, has told the ABC he should consider his position. The Victorian Secretary of the CFMEU reportedly told a union meeting that Ms. Batty's advocacy had led to men having fewer rights, but Mr. Setka said he was taken out of context. Ms. Batty has been a prominent anti-domestic violence campaigner since her son was killed by his father in 2014. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced her country will be withdrawing all of its troops from Iraq by June next year. The withdrawal will end a joint mission with Australia to help train Iraqi defence forces to fight IS militants. New Zealand currently has 95 soldiers in Iraq, but Ms. Ardern plans to reduce the number to 75 by July before removing all troops in staged withdrawals by 2020. Ms. Ardern says the withdrawal period gives New Zealand troops enough time to fully meet their commitments.
This wind down allows the training mission to be completed fully, with resources being withdrawn as soon as is practical. To date, the joint mission has trained over 44,000 members of the Iraqi security forces. This deployment has been complemented by development and humanitarian assistance. While New Zealand will conclude its Iraq training mission, we will contribute to the rebuild by increasing our stabilisation funding contribution.
An extensive search for a missing Belgian teenager who disappeared from Byron Bay is continuing. New South Wales police say 18-year-old Theo Hayes was last seen leaving a bar in the coastal town on Friday the 31st of May. Mr. Hayes' godfather, Jean-Philippe Pector, says he's been in contact with the boy's parents, who are unable to travel to Australia. He says it's a distressing time for all who know the 18-year-old.
We keep in touch with them 24 hours. They don't sleep, we don't sleep. We are in a situation really difficult because not only Theo is really, really close to us and it's really hard to imagine him being in for so long without giving any news.
In AFL, Geelong star and AFL Players Association president Patrick Dangerfield says the game failed Adam Goods in the final seasons of his career. The Sydney icon and former Australian of the Year was booed relentlessly by crowds in the years before the Indigenous star retired in 2015. The AFL issued an apology last week, and Dangerfield admits he was naive of the booing's effect at the time. Dangerfield has told Channel 7 the Players Association condemned the booing, but should have worked harder to put a stop to it.
Well, I don't think anyone really did it as hard as what we should have.
Mm.
Really stand up. We condemned it at the time as a PA, but if we had our time again, would have we gone 10 times harder? Absolutely we would have.
Mm.
But I think the whole industry would have. I think we would have pulled each other up and said, this is not on.
In football, Canada's campaign at the Women's World Cup in France is off to a winning start. A goal just before half-time by defender Khadisha Buchanan has given the Canadians a 1-0 victory over Cameroon. The Cameroon defence failed to track Buchanan's run, enabling her to score a headed goal from a corner by teammate Janine Becky. Buchanan says it was important to score in the first half in order to ease the pressure on her team.
It's crucial. I mean, as we keep them in the game, the more they'll come in and the game will be tighter. So we wanted to score early and just kind of release that pressure off our backs. And great cross from Janine, just to finish was easy.
In the other game, on day four of the competition, Argentina picked up its first ever point in the Women's World Cup. It held Japan to a nil-all draw in Paris. We'll now look at the weather. Perth showers, a possible morning storm, 16 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, late rain and 21. Melbourne, sunny and 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, cloud clearing and 16. Wollongong, sunny and 21. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, also sunny, 23. Brisbane, similar conditions, 25. Cairns, a possible shower, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.